I'm with Kevin Hawkins with Oaktree Foundation, and today we're going to talk about living below the line. Good day, Kevin.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for your time. Live below the line, which is $2 a day.
That's correct. Yeah, so we've got thousands of Australians this week, and throughout the month they're going to be, have to find food under $2 a day for the week, and so that adds up to $10 over 5 days, and it's quite a not much food actually for the week.
So why live below the line?
The organisation and the campaign started about 7 years ago. So two guys from Oaktree went overseas to Bangladesh, and there they witnessed the state of poverty in the world. And, you know, they'd heard about the issue. They know a lot about it. They were passionate about it. But seeing it for their own eyes, they really were able to make it a personal experience for them. And they came back to Australia and were like, how can we make this a personal experience for more Australians? It's an issue that everyone knows about, but it's, you know, you hear the stats, but you don't necessarily connect with the issue. So essentially, they challenged themselves to eat on $2 a day. They sort of did a competition amongst each other, and they raised a bit of money, and they realised, okay, well, this is a bit of an idea. A lot of people were getting behind this. So since then, Oaktree's been running it in Australia, and it's been a few organisations running it across the world as well. And yeah, we've almost raised $10 million for Oaktree's work in that time, and it's sort of grown each year, and to now there's about 8,000 Australians taking the challenge this May.
So $2 is the poverty line, and $2 a day for a single person here in Australia, but it doesn't necessarily mean for a single person overseas, isn't it?
No, absolutely not. So I think, when we look at the poverty line, people who are living under $2 a day, that covers a lot of things. That covers, you know, transport, that covers health, education, all those kind of things. So people taking the challenge, they're obviously not going to get a real experience of poverty, but I don't think that's the point either. We want people to connect with the issue in a way they haven't before, and maybe have a few insights throughout the week that make the issue be able to understand some of the challenges faced by people living in poverty.
So the challenge is to live for $2 a day for a week.
That's correct. Yeah.
You've done it?
I have. I'm currently in the middle of it. This is my fifth year taking the challenge. And
does it get easier every
year? No, it doesn't. I thought it would. But I think, I mean, this week it's hard because I'm running the campaign during the day, and then I'm also trying to survive on $2 a day, which isn't easy.
How do you survive on $2 a day?
So you sort of
coffee alone.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is I'm not a coffee drinker, so I managed to avoid all of that. But there's a few cranky people in the office who had headaches on day one. But yeah, you head to the shops on Sunday and you sort of you go around trying to find all the bargains. And so I did my shopping and ended up at $15. So I needed to eliminate a few things at home. Got it down to $10. So what that came down to for me was a loaf of bread, a bag of pasta. Like a few sort of like an onion, garlic, some tomatoes and potatoes, and that was pretty much it.
So that was $10 covering for 5 days.
Exactly. So I've just had to split that up over the few days, a bit here, a bit there. You often, by the end of the week, you eat a decent amount of food. You're not starving, but it's just quite boring food. You're just eating. So for me, I've been eating pasta,
and
this sort of sauce. Yeah, so this tomato, I also got tuna, so sort of this, I think I did okay in the end. It was sort of like this tomato, tuna, potato sauce that ended up, I just sort of had to chuck in everything. I got potatoes on special, so that's my sort of luxury item. And yeah, you sort of, by Friday, I'll never want to eat that ever again, but it's helping me through the week so far.
How can we help?
Yeah, so there are people, as I said, there's 8,000 people doing it this week. There'll be more people doing it, a few hundred people doing it next week, and as I said, throughout the month, people can take this challenge. So, if you want to try out the experience, you can sign up at our website. And you can also, chances are you also know a few people taking this challenge. They've probably been, their whole Facebook feeds this week have probably just been terrible looking meals. If you want to donate to them, you can also do that at our website.
$2 a day, not a meal, but a day.
Yeah, that's great. So a lot of people think about, yeah, because you go to any kind of, you know, you go to a breakfast place and a meal costs $15. So often people are eating for their meals, you know, 60 cents worth of food, which isn't great, but it's all for the sake of the challenge and hope, and it's for a good cause. So
I'm thinking lots of beans, lentils.
Yes, yeah, there's plenty of lentils in the office. There's been a few people who've done it quite well. Like
hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, there's been a bit of that. It's it often brings out some creative cooking as well, which is nice. While it is a bit of a challenge, I think one of the great things is there's it allows people to be creative with their food and really makes people think a lot about what they're consuming and how much they're consuming. And often people at the end of the week, they don't just reflect about poverty, but about, you know, food prices and food wastage and making sure that they're making their meal count.
I suppose because it allows you to think and rethink your choices.
Absolutely. And it's a constant reminder, doing it for 5 days. It's all you're thinking about and it's all you're talking about. And even if people never do the challenge again, I think it's a very memorable experience for them and something they'll remember in years to come when they're doing their grocery shopping or when they're, thinking about the issue of poverty.
So $2 today, live below the line. Thank you very much, Kevin Hawkins from Oaktree Foundation.
Thank you very much for having me.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.